Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, if you're someone who likes to go to the beach in the summertime, as I do, as kind of we all do, and you see that little sign that says no swimming due to pollution in the water, we sometimes get that here in Chicago. On the really hot days, they say that the lake or Lake Michigan is polluted, so you can't go in. But what people don't sometimes realize is that the sand can be much more hazardous to your health than the water. New studies are saying that the bacterial levels in beach sand can be 10 to 100 times that of the water itself. People don't tend to think of that. They just say, okay, well, I'll just go lay out at the beach and I won't worry about going in the water, you know, but the sand itself can contain so much more bacteria than the water even can. What they say you should really do is don't ingest any sand. Well, okay, duh. Nobody's eating sand. And you know, in that movie, they said, I ate sand. Yeah, I ate sand. So don't eat any sand. You should wear eye protection. Sunglasses are always a good thing. Rinsing off with a quick shower afterwards is a great idea. And using towels. Sometimes if you've just gone at the last minute, you see people just laying there in the sand, and the warm sand really does kind of feel good. But they're saying if the beaches are closed due to pollution, that sand can have it too, and it can actually reinfest the water. So you want to make sure that dangerous bacteria doesn't get on your skin or in any open wounds, and that, you know, you really don't have to so much worry about it this summer. I haven't seen a lot of beach closings. However, if there is one in your area, be sure to stay out of the water and make sure to have a nice big towel to lay down in the sand. And as they pointed out, don't eat the sand either, because you don't want to ingest that. And I don't know how sand comes out even. I think that would hurt, really. So in my second story today, and you know what we're doing here at the top of the hour, we're doing these breaking news stories. Yes, sand was a breaking news story. We're doing these breaking news stories, but we're also talking about tips and things and what you can do and take from these news stories. So in this new one, marijuana helps broken bones heal faster, a new study has found in the Times of Israel reports that Tel Aviv University found that rats with broken bones healed much quicker when given non-psychotic marijuana component, cannabidiol, yes, or CBD. That's much easier to say. You know, they're finding out more and more about medical marijuana and the things that it can do. And some of the studies that have come out, as we've reported here, have said that maybe it's not as good for some of the things we initially thought, but none of them are. I mean, tamoxifen was originally designed for a prostate drug, and then it became the breast cancer go-to drug. So I think that they never quite know. And if you are somebody who believes in medical marijuana, this is something to discuss with your doctor. More and more states are legalizing it and earlier this month, and I think Minnesota became the 22nd U.S. state to legislate for the medical use of marijuana. States are doing it one by one. It's my personal opinion, it's the opinion of this journalist, that eventually most of the country, with the exception of possibly Florida and Texas, will be legalizing medical marijuana, if not legalizing marijuana in total. You know, whether or not they legalize it and it's for 21 and over, or however it's going to be, under a gram, however it is. No, I don't know that much about it. Okay, maybe I do, or I did. But in any case, I think that it's spreading around as a medical belief system. Some people believe in it, some people don't, but the studies are coming through, and this is another one that's saying that it may help broken bones heal faster, and that from Tel Aviv University. They're a pretty respected university. This is Melanie Cole, and as I said, these top-of-the-hour news stories are here to help you and help guide you and help come up with some good ideas. So if you've got any, send them on to me. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up.